Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Jackie Saliers is an African analyst and founder of the Institute of Security Studies, joins us this morning. Why do South Africans have so little confidence in our police officers? A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Yes, I'm doing very well yourself.
I am doing well. Thank you. So first of all, how much confidence do we have in our police officers?
Well, the Human Sciences Research Council has been tracking public attitudes towards the police for several decades. And their findings on what they refer to as, well, sort of trust in the police has been declining steadily over time. So in the early, mid-1990s, it was at about 40, going up to about 47%. It's now, the latest survey indicates that it's about 27%. So it's steadily coming down, and it comes down sort of in spikes when something like Marikana happens or the Zuma riots in July of last year. So trust in the police is declining, and it's quite concerning because it cuts to the heart of the rule of law, respect to the law in South Africa.
What do they do? What can be done to turn this tide? Because it's certainly going in the wrong direction.
Well, I think that there are many things that can be done, and one must always remember that if one looks at how government initially responded to COVID, and how the president particularly responded when that hit us, and how we managed to turn SARS around, there is significant potential on turning the police around. Much of the challenges within the police relates simply to poor management, the appointment of political appointments to acting senior levels, and issues around the effective management of key institutions within the police, forensics, firearms control. But the general problem, apart from poor management, cadre deployment, is that you have a very large centralized police agency. What we should be doing is we should be pushing police functions down to provinces, to metropolitan areas. Our police is very top heavy, very centralized, and they're struggling to manage themselves.
Is there any move in terms of, you know, there's been so much confusion around police commissioners and the likes. No one really knows, or it does become very confusing in South Africa. The messaging certainly is quite problematic.
Yes. I think since Jackie Selebe, which was the start really of the real rot in the top of the police, the SAPS have really gone steadily downhill. And we've had one acting political appointment after the other. Recently, Kehla Sithole was a career police man. Mm-hmm. But the challenges between him and the Minister of Police really seem to create a huge problem in the management of the police. And part of the problem, I made reference to simply poor management. And over decades, the essential structure and function of the police, for example, the specialized units, have been dismantled, and significant monies go to the protection of prominent people instead of to policing. And you've seen the number of policemen and women really on the street, those numbers effectively declining, and functions like detective services not being funded adequately. So at the moment, I think what is very much in the spotlight the recent months has been the fact that the Minister of Police, who's a very active and energetic person, acts as if he is the National Commissioner of Police. Mm-hmm. And this creates a problem for the National Police Commissioner, whomever he or she is. Now, there have been recent reports that would indicate that President Ramaphosa is imminently planning to appoint a new National Commissioner.
Oh, define imminent with our president.
Well, the current police commissioner's, as I understand it, his job, he vacates the job end of this month. Mm. So we're hoping that we will see an appointment within the next week or two.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, so let's hope that, and do you think that will help at least?
Well, if it is a competent career policeman or woman who has come through the ranks and is not being appointed because or his or her factional loyalty within the ANC, it definitely can help. But the second thing, as I've mentioned, is there needs to be a clear role differentiation between the political head, the minister, Bekele, and the national commissioner. You can't have a situation where the minister is rushing around and literally there's very little room for the police to do what they are supposed to do. And it's the national commissioner's job to manage the police, not the minister of police. Mm-hmm. That issue, I think, is something that really only the president can probably deal with.
Absolutely right. Dr. Jackie Siliers, African analyst and founder of the Institute of Security Studies, talking to us about the confidence we don't have in the South African police.